Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLSconsumeraccess.org.
Napa know-how!
Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store, and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart, only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Well, it's that time again, and boy, are we happy to be here. That's right. We want to welcome you to the program. This happens to be the Friday edition, which makes it even better for us. Always our favorite edition of the Bucket Strategy Investing program. I'm Johnny Dean, joined once again, as always, by Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Rick's our brain trust advisor. And we're going to start things off with a discussion on something that is important to folks, as near as we can tell, because of all the emails and phone calls that we get on it. And this happens to be Social Security spousal benefits. Now, you may be aware of the fact that one married spouse can claim a benefit based on the other spouse's work record, even if that particular spouse has no work record of their own. But
it gets complicated to say it like that.
I was trying to think of an easy way to say it, and I even wrote it down, and I can't. Does that sound right?
Yeah, which spouse doesn't have the work record? Like this spouse, that spouse. I mean, unfortunately, it's very difficult not to say husband, wife. But
okay,
it doesn't even have to be a husband, wife anymore.
It doesn't, and it shouldn't be. And so now we try to say worker and spouse.
And so there's worker and spouse, but in each case, you could have a dual income household where they're both workers and they're both spouses. So which one are we talking about?
So
we'll try to keep it clean and clear as to who we're talking about at each given moment.
But if we don't, hey, call us and say, what are you talking about? So I guess the question is, when we say this, what do we mean when you say spousal benefit? This is the other thing that trips people up a lot, okay?
Well, it's not going to trip us up for much longer, because right now we have a two-class system. We have one class of individuals who can actually at some point maybe take a spousal benefit without taking their own, and we have another class of individuals who will never have the option to take a spousal benefit
right
without taking their own benefit first.
That's the old restricted application, which is still going, but it's been closed. It's been closed to new investors.
It's been closed to most new investors. There still are a handful of people that will be able to, over the next 3.5 years or so.
That's what I mean.
Take advantage of it.
Yes, but if you weren't, we'll get it in a sec. All right, we'll talk about it in a sec. But the spousal benefit, the question is oftentimes, is the spousal benefit something extra you can get while you wait for yours to grow? Now, the answer is, we just said, not anymore, at least for probably the majority of us.
Right, and the old idea of the spousal benefit, when they first put it into place, they were very sexist. You had to be a woman to get a spousal benefit. Men were not allowed to get a spousal benefit. That didn't change until the 70s. But then they became a benefit for anybody the way they have it. Had it up until recently. But in the traditional family, if you go back to when Social Security was created, you had one worker and usually a stay-at-home spouse. And so Social Security realized that it took more money to run a household that had two people in it than it did to run a household, or at least portion of it, with one person. So they allowed for this spousal benefit. They said, if you have a non-working individual, somebody who never paid into Social Security, doesn't have a pension from any other source, and it's a two-household family, two spouses, that spouse will be potentially eligible for a retirement benefit, just like you're getting a retirement benefit. And they're going to pull that benefit from your work record. And so they created the spousal benefit. The spousal benefit was originally set at 50% of what the worker's benefit was going to get. Now, when it, again, going back to history, when it first came out, there was no early benefit. It was 65. And so you got 50. Once the worker got it and you were 65, once you got 50%.
So both had to be
working spouse. But
the, once, 65.
But the rule was always the worker had to be receiving a benefit before a spouse could get a benefit. I mean, that just kind of makes sense. And then once the worker was able to get a benefit, they were 65 or older, and once the spouse was 65 or older, they got a benefit as well, equal to 50% of what the worker was receiving. They changed a little bit when we were able to do early benefits, and just like an early benefit, if you take your own benefit early, if you take a spousal benefit early, it's going to be reduced. But the key factor there was it still required the worker to be receiving a benefit. Under no circumstance can a spouse apply for a spousal retirement benefit that the worker has not applied for their benefit. They have to have applied for their benefit. If the worker's too young to apply for a benefit, there is no spousal benefit regardless of the spouse's age. If the worker has not applied for a benefit, the spouse cannot get a benefit. So we have to deal with, when it's a current marriage situation, the worker has to have applied for their benefit, and then the spouse, as long as they're old enough, can get a benefit as well. Now, once the worker applies for a benefit, it doesn't matter what age they are that they apply. And it doesn't matter actually the dollar amount that they are receiving, whether they took it early and took a reduced benefit, took it late, took an enhanced benefit. It doesn't matter their age. The worker's age is not the issue. They had to have applied, which obviously means they were 62 years of age or older. But once they have applied, now the only thing that matters to the spouse when it comes to the spousal retirement benefit is two things. What was the worker's full retirement age? Not what they were actually receiving, but what they would have received at their full retirement age. And is the spouse old enough to apply? How old is the spouse when they apply? If the spouse is full retirement age or older, 50% is the number. 50% of the worker's full retirement age.
And that doesn't matter if the worker is 62 and just applied and the spouse is 68 who wants to take a spousal benefit. It doesn't matter. They will still base it on the worker's full retirement age.
And that's where a lot of people think that if they wait until 70, their benefit goes up by 32% right now, that the spousal benefit will also start at a higher number. Nope. The spousal benefit is always based, not always equal to, but always based on the worker's full retirement age benefit. Now we go back to the spouse and say, how old is the spouse when they're applying? If the spouse is under full retirement age, it's going to be reduced. It gets reduced, and the reduction is actually a little bit more than the reduction on an individual's own benefit. So right now, if your full retirement age is 66 and you take your own benefit at 62, it's a 25% haircut. But if you're trying to get a spousal benefit at 62, instead of getting 50% of the benefit, you're only going to get 35. So it's like a 30% reduction in the benefit. So it's a larger reduction.
Let's make this, let's put this some numbers on this. Let's say you have a worker and their full retirement age benefit is $2,000. Okay?
Okay.
Which means that, and nobody's applied, nobody's done anything yet. This is just what it is, a couple in their 60s. We know without anything happening that the highest spousal benefit is going to be $1,000.
Yeah, that's 50%.
That's what it is. So now here's what happens. The worker in this case says, okay, I want to apply for my benefit. The worker starts receiving their $2,000 benefit.
Assuming they apply right and get it started at full retirement.
That's what I'm saying. It's full retirement age. They hit age 66 currently. They're getting $2,000. They have a spouse. Now, the worker is 66 in this case. The spouse is age 62. And the spouse says, hey, all right, it's based on your full retirement age, half of your full retirement age. So the benefit I'll get is $1,000. And you say, wait a minute, not so fast. It will be $1,000 if the spouse waits from age 62 and collects at age 66.
And now we are assuming a full retirement age of 66.
All right, so I'll say, just for illustrative purposes, this is how
this
it
is all
today.
66 right now.
We're talking about today.
Today.
Today, right. But if you tell the spouse, look, you can take a spousal. You can take it at age
62. You are 62. You're old enough.
You're eligible because your spouse is now receiving. But understand that at age 62, it's going to be reduced from that 50% number.
Right. You will only get 35%. And so instead of $1,000, you'll get $700. That's because you're taking it early, and that's what the reduction is for somebody who is full retirement age 66, but taking their spousal benefit at 62. Now, we're assuming also that the spouse in this case doesn't have their own benefit. Or their benefit is extremely small.
This is one example, and really, I could have said this. I could have said both spouses are 62.
Right.
I could have said the worker is age 62, and they're taking a
Taking a haircut. They're taking instead of getting $2,000 a month, they're getting $1,500 a month because they took it at 62. They took a 25% reduction in their benefit to apply for it early. So instead of getting $2,000, they get $1,500. The spousal benefit is not 50% of the $1,500. Even if they're the same age, it's still based on the full retirement age benefit of $2,000,
right.
And
so,
it's a percentage less than 50%. And so in this case, they're both 62. They just happen to be born on the same day, same month. They both apply at the same time. The worker gets the $1,500. The spouse gets $700.
Right.
That's
now,
not 50% of $1,500.
It isn't, and neither is it this way. The worker is 62, but the spouse is 66 today.
Right.
Okay. So now. The worker applies for their benefit. Their $2,000 benefit has been reduced to
$1,500.
The spouse who's 66 says, I want a spousal benefit. I can do it now because you applied. They're not going to get half of the $1,500.
Nope. They're going to get half of the 66 benefit. They'll get $1,000 while the worker is actually getting $1,500.
That's 66% of what the person is getting.
But it's 50% of the full retirement age
and
benefit.
That's how it works. Man, you know what? Did you get that?
Now, layering in your own benefit.
Oy, 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 oy. Okay. Well, this is one part of it. I think we've explained it, but you have to be listening carefully. I tell you what, if you have questions on this or anything else, give us a call. Lines are open, 877-PLANNER. We'll try to be clear when we come back. Bucket Strategy Investing.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with the Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Market strategy investing, talking about all different kinds of money and not kinds of money, but money strategies, certainly. And we were here trying to, talk a little bit about the spousal benefit. It's interesting, Professor Plum, by the way, 877-PLANNER, we'll get to your calls in 1 second. It's interesting how we're taking just a one small aspect of something like the spousal benefit for Social Security and doing, and in explaining it, it still required a slowdown, a 3 or 4 minute example with numbers, and even then, I don't know if we're confusing
people. We just got
people.
The first level of complexity. Now the next level is, what have you ever owned, benefit, and when were you born? And then throw on top of that, is there a difference between a current spouse and a former spouse where you'd been married for at least 10 years?
Right, or just a former spouse. We'll throw in that 10-year thing is almost complicating, it complicates things otherwise. Oh, and are you married at the time? Because if so, forget all that ex-spouse stuff.
Well, you should if you're remarried. Forget the ex-spouse.
Okay. Well, for Social Security purposes, yes, you got to forget them too. Okay, well, we're going to take a couple of calls. If you have questions on either Social Security or any type of that, that's fine. We will talk to everybody. Does not have to be on Social Security. We take calls of all kinds, all different kinds of questions on money. All right, let's move along next to Mary in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Hey. Well, how can we help you?
My question is, I'm retiring soon, and I have a disabled daughter who was disabled before 21, mm-hmm. and I have heard that she would be eligible for half of my Social Security, but I have been getting conflicting information about that, so I'm not sure how that works or if it would benefit her. She is on Social Security now and Social Security disability, but she would get about $200 a month more if I put her on mine.
Is she on SSI or Social Security Disability?
She's on Social Security and Social Security Disability, SSDI. SSI and SSDI. She's on both.
So she has worked and she's earned her own benefit.
Correct.
Okay, so the fact you're saying that she's your 50% of your benefit would be about $200 more than what she's receiving now, right?
Yeah, she's eligible for half of mine because she was disabled before 21, permanently disabled before 21.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a true statement? Would she be eligible for half of mine?
I've got just a little bit of question. When did she earn her own disability benefit?
She earned her own because she worked between 14 and 18 when she was disabled at just before 18.
Okay. Well, then she should be eligible for the increase based on the disabled adult child definition. She was disabled before age 22. She's not going to get, 50% plus what she's already receiving.
I understand that.
And if she's on SSI, well, she's already being hit with the $25 thing there. If she's eligible for more, because it is 50% of yours, she should be eligible for the increase to that number. She would move from her disability to dependent care from your disabled adult child one. That's my understanding of it.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Good luck.
You're welcome. Yeah, so, and thank you for bringing that up, Mary. This is something that is covered on a separate Social Security topic, because the whole idea of disability is really, while it's connected in some ways to the retirement benefit later on, especially early on, it's a whole different type of
deal. Well, the fact that she was able, the confusing side here is most children that are disabled before the age of 21 never really had a chance to go out and work and earn their own disability credits or their own Social Security credits. And so they weren't eligible for a disability benefit. Her daughter started working at a fairly early age and must have made enough money to create a disability benefit. You don't need 10 years worth of work to get a disability benefit like you do to get a retirement benefit. It's a shorter amount depending on age. And so sounds like she has earned her own disability benefit. It's not a very large number though. And so she's on SSI getting Medicaid and disability, and then this will give her a little bit more money because she is a disabled adult child under the age of 22, and her parent, who's taking care of her, mm-hmm. will be receiving a retirement benefit.
Yeah, we do. By the way, I should remind you, too, we talk about a lot of this stuff on the Social Security Show, which happens every Tuesday. I'll just throw that in now because it's up. We're talking about it Tuesdays, and it's only online at wealthed.com. You can watch our show. It's about a half hour, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern time. So next Tuesday, or whenever you happen to be watching, Tuesday afternoon, that's when we do it live, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern. Again, only at wealthed.com. A lot of these topics come up, as do spousal benefits. By the way, 877-PLANNER. We still have a couple of lines open at 877-752-6637. Now, we talked before the break about spousal benefits. They are calculated on
the workers' full retirement age.
Yes,
benefit.
And when we talk about spousal, what we're talking about is spousal benefit is, by definition, one person taking a benefit based on another person's work record.
Somebody else who is receiving a retirement benefit's current work record and having somebody else piggyback off that same work record.
Right. Now, by definition, see, here's where some of the confusion, I think, comes in for people, because they look at a spousal benefit as just something completely separate from their own.
Well, the spousal technically is, but now we have to go back and say, what are you actually receiving? If you have your own benefit, if you've worked, you have at least 10 years worth of working and paying into Social Security, getting your 40 credits, you have earned your own Social Security benefit. And if you are at any age, no matter what, if you're under full retirement age, you must apply for your own benefit first. And if you weren't 62 by January 1st of this year, at any age, you're going to always, if you're 62, 66, 70, you're still going to have to apply for your own benefit first. And then what they're going to do is they're going to look at your benefit, how much are you receiving, and how much the spousal benefit, if you're also eligible for a spousal benefit at that time, how much that is. And if your benefit is lower than the spousal benefit, you will receive your benefit and then an extra amount, and the spousal benefit will be equal to the extra amount over and above what your benefit is, bringing you up to the higher number.
Yeah, so let's go back to that example. We just got a couple minutes here.
So we had an example of somebody taking it at 62 where the spousal benefit was $700 a month. Well, let's say that the individual had their own benefit and they had worked, and at full retirement age, their benefit would have been $800 a month, but they're taking it at 62. So at 62, they take a 25% haircut. So instead of $800, they're going to get $600 a month on their own work record. So to get a spousal benefit at age 62, assuming the other worker has already applied, they would apply for their own, get the $600 a month benefit on their own, and then apply for the spousal benefit and pick up a $100 spousal benefit, bringing them up to the $700 that the total spousal benefit is. But because they've applied for their own, and this is what has always affected people all the way through, up until at least full retirement age until recently, they were taking their own benefit. And because they're taking their own, it's not going to grow anymore at that point. It's done.
And the confusion is that people say, well, I'm not taking mine. I'm taking the spousal benefit, because I know the spousal benefit in this example
$700.
Is $700.
And there's only one deposit.
And mine's only $600. So obviously, even though I applied for mine, I'm not taking mine. I'm only taking the spousal. And that's not the case.
You're getting $600 of yours, which was your benefit, and $100 spousal benefit in this example.
Prior to this last
debacle,
if you were age 66, you could not apply for yours, and only apply for the spousal and allow yours to grow. That's out for anybody who is not age 62 by the end of last year. Okay, 877-PLANNER, Joe in Las Vegas. Others, stick around. We'll get to everybody's questions when we come back. 877-PLANNER, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer security through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
PLANNER, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking to you about your money as we do every day on Bucket Strategy Investing. We got some more stuff to say on Social Security. We're going to, on the spousal benefits, we still have to cover ex-spouses. We still have to cover widows, which, you know, could be, I was going to say, you're never really an ex-widow. You're a widow of an ex-spouse. So yes. There's that. Well, there's a whole long line, but we're going to do this bit by bit. I just don't want to, you know,
step by step,
that's
inch
it.
By inch.
That's it. That's what it's going to be. Just, you know, if you have questions on it, fine. If you have your own situation, we will tell you about it. Unless you really study the entire Social Security, what is it? The code? I don't know what it is. Or you sit and you listen to us for a long period of time, you'll get it.
Or call in with your specific situation.
That's better.
And we'll tell you how it affects you.
That's a very good way to do it. All right, 877-PLANNER. And other questions, too. I said, does not have to be on Social Security. In fact, we're going to go to Joe in Las Vegas up next. Hi, Joe.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Hey, brand new listener, first time caller. Thanks for all that you're doing.
Well, thank you.
I have a question. My mom, she lives out here in Vegas with us, and she bought a house when the market was high. She paid approximately $275, paid it down along with the down payment to about $130. I'll just use round numbers. Now, she recently moved in with us. She's getting older, and we're putting the house up for sale. Looking to potentially get it $185 for it. Now, is that potential profit taxable for her, or is that non-taxable because technically it's a loss? That's my first part of the question.
Well, first off, you have a loss. Your mom paid $275 for the property. The loan on the value, the equity in a house, doesn't have anything to do with the gain or loss position. The gain or loss position is, what did I pay for it? What did I sell it for? She paid $275. She's selling it for $185. That's a loss. She will not have to worry about anything there. The fact that you have a loan and she paid it down, that doesn't create taxable gain. Where the money came from to buy the house isn't the issue. Whether she put $275,000 of cash down or she took 100% loan out, she had to pay that loan back at some point. The value or the purchase price is the basis in this case, and the basis is $275,000. If the equity in the house was an actual indicator of how much gain or loss we would have, then nobody would ever pay cash for a house. And if we did pay cash or paid down the loan, we'd borrow up again right before we sold it to limit the amount of equity in the house. The loan has nothing to do with the gain or loss position
for
in
tax
the house,
purposes.
For tax purposes.
Yeah.
So you. Or actually, your mom does not have to worry about anything. Unfortunately, she has a loss on the property. And unfortunately, because it was a primary residence, a personal property, there's no loss from a tax standpoint available to her. It's just there's no gain either.
Okay. The second part of the question is, because she now lives with us in our house, can she give that potential gain to us to invest in our mortgage?
Well, she sells it for $185,000. Let's say that's what she nets after the sale price. She pays off the loan, so she's got some money in her pocket. What she does with that money is up to her. She can give it to you. She can spend it. She can do whatever she wants with it. If she wants to give it to you, fine. And if you need to do things like remodel the house, make it more easy to access, because of your mom's, maybe she's got a wheelchair, maybe it's hard for her to walk upstairs, I don't know. But what you do, now it's your money. If your mom gives you the money, it's your money. If you make improvements on the house, that helps increase the value of your house, but it also helps increase your basis in the future. Not that I think that's going to be an issue. Now, I'm assuming that mom is not worth $5.5 million. And so the gift, regardless of how much money she gives you, is not an issue. It's not a taxable issue, anything like that. She sells her house. She pays off the loan. She has a chunk of cash. What she does with that cash is up to her. If she wants to give it to you, fine. If you want to take that money and redo something in your house, fine. No issues.
Fantastic. That was my concern, was that it might be tied up with the gifting limitations.
Well, I didn't give you a chance to answer it, but is mom worth $5.5 million or more?
No, she's not.
Darn it, right? I mean, no. So
yeah, I know. Darn it.
Yeah.
No, it's not an issue. Yes, there is a $14,000 per year non-taxable gift, but over and above that, there's a $5.5 million, okay, $5,450,000 exemption from gift taxes on anything over the $14,000 a year, until she gives you $14,000 a year and $5,450,000, no gift issues.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's
great news.
Well,
thank you guys very much for your advice, and I'm going to keep listening.
Well, thank you, Joe. We thank you for being a first-time listener and caller. It's always nice to hear that. We're building on this all the time.
I'd rather have to worry about mom paying a tax on the gift, because that means mom's giving me $6 million or something.
Well, it depends.
Not happening.
Depends if she, you know, she likes you or not. Yeah. Okay. So on this particular case, here we are. We have two issues here, really. The first one is mom paid, what did she pay for it?
$275.
Right, and so she's going to sell it for?
$185, 10 years later.
Right, and so, but now the loan, though.
Loan has nothing to do with gain.
Right, and I think that's another confusing aspect for many people.
Right,
because,
but, I mean, the reality is, from a tax standpoint, she paid $275,000. And basically, the person that sold it to her walked away with $275,000 in cash. It's just that some of the cash that they walked away with is from her down payment, and some of it was from the bank who gave her the cash to buy the house. The loan is not an indicator of gain. It's just a matter of how I bought the house.
Right.
I paid $275,000 for the house in this case. And so that is the starting point for my basis. Now, if I made any improvement to it, that increases my basis. If it were a rental or anything of that nature and I depreciated it, that reduces my basis.
And so here's the thing again, kind of like the questions that we had, I don't know, week and a half or so ago, when you sell a home for a loss, in this case it's a principal residence, you know, what do you do with that loss?
You chalk it up to experience.
And
there's
admire
no tax
it.
Issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, and unfortunately we saw this, you know, towards 2009, 10, 11, we saw people that had owned homes for a long time. You know, they bought their homes in the 80s or the early 90s. mid-90s, and they paid, you know, $100,000, $150,000, and through the housing run-up, you know, the houses became $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 in the area where I live. Now, $500,000 was an average house, but people had bought them years before for $150,000, $175,000. Well, on the way up, people were borrowing money out of it. They were living off their personal residence ATM, basically, and the house may be worth $500,000, but they still had a $400,000 loan on it, and then the market collapsed, and they walked away from the house. And the house was worth $300,000 when they walked away. The loan was $400,000. The house was worth $300,000. And they had a taxable event because they sold it on a short sale for $300,000. They owed $400,000. But that's not what the basis was. The basis was the $150,000 they paid for it 20 years earlier, plus some improvements. And so they had a taxable gain from the $150,000 to the price that it short sold for. And so, because, and they're saying, well, that's not fair. They had a loan of $400,000. What'd they do with the loan? They took cash out. They took that cash and spent it somewhere else. So they've already received the cash. They didn't receive the cash on the sale, but they'd received it through the years. That cash, according to the IRS, when the house is sold, if it's, you know, in this situation, mm-hmm. is a taxable event. Not the entire amount, but a lot of it was.
Yeah, it is. And it's, just think of the loan as totally separate from any tax
issue. It's where you got the cash to pay for the house.
Right. So you think about somebody who buys a home for cash. They buy it for $150,000, but they have absolutely no loan. They owe absolutely no money on it. $150,000 was the sale price. They sell it, you know, 10 years later for $450,000 or whatever. The gain is still $300,000.
Or I buy the same house for $150,000, but I don't have the cash. So I go over to John's bank account, and with his permission, he gives me $150,000, or actually he loans me $150,000. I give the seller $150,000 of cash. but now I have to pay John back the $150. Mm-hmm. So I'm paying him back for the money he forwarded to me so I could pay the seller cash. There's still a loan on it, but I still paid $150.
Yeah, it's the sales price plus any gain. Well, it's like
plus
anything
any
else.
Improvements.
Improvements. You can also put this on stocks. It's the price you bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't make improvements to stock, and you don't really pay stock down. But it's the price that you bought it versus the price that you sell it. And if there's a
gain, can buy it on margin. You know, which
well,
is,
there's
which
one.
Is a
okay, there you go.
Against
that's true.
The overall
yeah.
account.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it doesn't have any indicator or any difference on what I paid for the stock, where I get the money from. To buy a capital asset doesn't change my basis. My purchase price is my purchase price.
Mm-hmm.
Improvements are improvements. The fact that I got to pay somebody back is just a drag, but I wish I would have had the cash up front.
Basis is basis, cost is cost, price is price, the loan is the loan. Okay, let's see. And there was that gifting issue, too. If you need some explanation on that, you can give us a call, or maybe we'll just mention what it is on the other side. Also, some more on the Social Security topic, more regarding spouses, ex-spouses. That's a big thing. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're coming back right after this.
A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan what? Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an Ibanez Acoustic Electric, just $159. Play it loud with an MXR distortion pedal, just $34. Or strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like seven different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit one cartridge per customer.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma. Getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
How long can I get away with it?
30 seconds.
30 seconds? Do we have to pay for it after that? I pay for it. That's okay. It's an ASCAP fee. All right. Welcome back. It is Friday. This has been officially confirmed now, at least for us, live. I hope it's live Friday where you are. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Well, you never know. Some people are watching this, you know, later on. They save these shows. They watch them on the weekends or Mondays. I don't know. But anyway, we welcome you to the program. It's been a lively one, of course, so far today. 877-PLANNER, you want to get on board. We have some room on the phones right now. 877-752-6637. That's PLANNER. And by the way, there's another hour coming up of Bucket Strategy Investing in many cities across the country. So we'd love for you to stick around and join us if you can. And if not, you can go to wealthed.com and watch us there. We'll get to some emails. You can also send those to us at wealthed.com. Now, we haven't mentioned yet ex-spouse benefits. Not a ton of time in this segment, but we can at least give you the general idea of ex-spouse benefits. Now, the one thing that many people, I guess, are not clear on is that spousal benefits, ex-spousal benefits for Social Security are not like pensions.
Nope.
They do not, having a spouse or an ex-spouse,
they
does
don't
not
affect the worker's benefit in any way, shape, or form. They don't affect the worker's new spouse's benefits or their worker's kids' dependent benefits
right.
in any way, shape, or form.
So let's get into eligibility for you. If you have an ex-spouse and you want to take a benefit off of their work record, let's talk about eligibility.
First off, was the marriage at least 10 years long? That's the first thing they're going to look at. Did the marriage last at least 10 years? If the marriage lasted at least 10 years, the next thing is, are you currently single? If you're remarried, there is no ex-spousal benefit. You're tied to the new spouse in this situation. But if you are single and you had a marriage previously that lasted at least 10 years and you are at least 62 years of age and also your ex-spouse is at least 62 years of age. Basically, this ex-spouse's benefit is almost identical to a current spouse's benefit and eligibility. Almost everything is the exact same situation. Everybody's got to be 62. It's reduced if you take it prior to 62. You have to take your own first, and everybody has to take their own first if you're under full retirement age. All of those things still apply to an ex-spouse's benefit. The only thing that's different between the current spouse's spousal benefit and an ex-spouse's spousal benefit is the worker does not actually have to have applied for their benefit. They just have to be old enough to to apply for the
benefit. So we said this earlier in the hour, and it bears repeating because we have people that are just tuning in. If you aren't aware, in order for, let's say, me to take a benefit off of my spouse, let's say I want to do that, I want to take a benefit off of her work record, the only way for me to get one, because we're married, is to have her, she must apply for hers
first.
She has to have applied. Now, from there, we have all the different rules. But if we were ex-spouses and I wanted to take a benefit, and let's assume that we've been married 10 years, et cetera, and I'm not married now, I want to take a benefit off of her, she does not have to have applied. She just has to be old enough to apply, which is age 62.
Now, for those of you that are 62 right now thinking about trying to do the game and say, well, let's get divorced so that we can try to get an ex-spouse's benefit off of somebody else's because I don't want to have to apply, but I want you to get a benefit and all these other stuff, which you can't do while we're married. If you are applying for an ex-spouse's benefit and you are 62 and your spouse is 62, but the worker in this case has not applied for their benefit, you also have to have been divorced for 2 years. The only way to get an ex-spouse's benefit from somebody who's old enough who hasn't applied, have to have 2 years in distance from the divorce. You can't get divorced at 62 and start getting an ex-spouse's benefit at 62 in a month. So you have to wait 2 years in that regard. Now, if the worker ex-spouse is already receiving their benefit, the 2 year requirement is waived.
Well, because they're getting their benefit.
Because they're getting benefit.
Then you would have been able to get it if you were married, so
right. Exactly.
The divorce really didn't help you. And that's sort of where they're coming from there.
But all the other rules are still in place. If you were born, you know, in 1954 or later, it doesn't matter when you apply for the benefit, you will be applying for your own benefit first. Only if the spousal benefit is larger will you get a spousal benefit. If you are born prior to 1954, January 1st, 1954, then you have a choice. You still have the restricted application. Same thing with ex-spouses. Mm-hmm. They have the restricted application availability to them because they were old enough. They didn't have to do anything when they turned 62. They didn't have to do anything in April. They still have it in their back pocket as that option when they get to full retirement age. It's all of us that were born after January 1st, 1954 that don't have that option anymore. So, but the spousal benefit is there for a lot of people. And we were talking about ex-spouses. And again, it doesn't affect the worker's benefit. No matter what you take, when you take it as an ex-spouse, it does not affect the worker's benefit. And it does not affect the benefit that their current spouse or any other 10-year-long ex-spouse.
Right. So if I have a $2,000 benefit and let's just say everything falls into place and my current spouse, is receiving $1,000 as a 50%, you know, spousal benefit. And let's say I had an ex-spouse who is eligible to take one off of me and that ex-spouse satisfies all the requirements. They could be taking $1,000 off of my benefit. I'm still getting my $2,000. My current spouse is still getting my $1,000 and my ex-spouse is also getting $1,000.
And because your current spouse actually is a lot younger than you and you started a family a lot later, you have kids that are in 10, 11 years old.
Okay.
They're eligible for a benefit. Now, what they're going to do is they're going to combine the current spouse and the kids as one group. That's part of the family maximum.
But
all the exes are not part of the family maximum.
Right. I could have three exes. Let's say I was married exactly 10 years over a course of 30 years, and they're all eligible, and I have a current spouse. I don't know what the situation is, but it doesn't matter. Just more money is paid out, does not reduce mine, does not reduce anybody.
The family maximum only applies to the current spouse and dependents of the individual. The family maximum does not apply to ex-spouses.
Yeah, okay, now we're out of time for this hour. What we did not cover was the survivor-type benefits, and this is actually connected to spousal benefits because oftentimes you have a spouse and all of a sudden now they're a survivor, you see.
But they're different in coordination of all the benefits.
Well, that's what I mean. So we're going to talk about that. I think we'll have some time next hour. If you need the brain trust, I should mention this. Talk to Professor Plum off the air at any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors across the country. Their phone number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. We've got another hour coming up next of Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.